Hey, everybody, it's the Bro Man. What's up? It's December 23rd. It is almost Christmas Eve, so I'm sure that this podcast will find you traveling from place to place. And I thought I could give you a little something I do when I'm traveling. It's like a travel tip, right? So if you got a hustle, right, if you got a job, and you got your side hustle, or if you know, your main job is about hustling, you know, being on a plane fucking blows nuts, right? Like, it's horrible. It's bad. Like, you're on a plane and there's nothing you can do. I mean, hopefully you're on a plane right now and you have Wi-Fi access. I pray that you are not cursed to be on a flight with no Wi-Fi access. But here's some things that I have started doing, you know, when I'm flying, when I'm traveling, when I can't do what I'm doing normally, right? I used to just chalk travel time up like, oh, well, this is lost time. I can't do anything. Take time to connect. It's the perfect time to connect with your community, whatever you're doing, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, whatever, wherever you're at. It's the perfect time to connect with your community, because you literally don't have anything but time. You can't be like, well, I'm editing videos. Oh, I'm streaming. Like all the other bullshit excuses that you make because you're just too busy. No, you're not, motherfucker. You're on a plane right now. You're in a car. It's time. It's time to reach out there and give back and say thank you to everybody who has been such an incredible part of your life this year. Whether it's one person, it's real easy, or it's a bunch of people, you know, opening up lines of communication, specifically saying like, hey, I'm on a plane for 4 hours. Let's chat. I did that this week when I was traveling to do some sponsored stuff in Alabama. It was in Huntsville, Alabama. And it was one of the coolest things. I did it on Facebook, on my Facebook page. And I was like, hey, I have an hour. Anyone who can, you know, drop me a line for a question, do it. And not only does it make time fly by, but it's a smart fucking thing to do, because you are literally taking time out of your day, no matter what it is that you do, to just connect with people. And you have no idea how powerful that singular moment is for the person on the other side of it. You know, you don't know if that one like and that one little heart, that one little reply from you could end up making all the difference in the world to that person. Now, I know what you're thinking, but bro, man, like, you do a lot of stuff and like you got all these followers and doing it. Okay, sure. All right. If you want to buy into your own bullshit, that's cool, but I'm not going to let you. Listen. It doesn't matter how big or small your social network is. In fact, it doesn't even matter if you make content for a living. Taking time to connect with grandma because you're on a plane is cool. It'll save you a phone call. You don't have to do it later. It's secret strats, man. Secret strats to optimize your time. Be a better person. You know, I get that we're all busy. But if you take the time, intentionally take this downtime where you're traveling, the 20 minutes that you have sitting in the terminal before you get on the plane, the 20 minutes you have sitting on the plane on the tarmac before the fucking thing takes off, you know, the 2 hours you're in the plane, the hour and a half you're driving, you're in Uber, you're in a taxi. This is all not lost time. This is time that you can take to connect with the people who have helped you build your community all over the world, or the community that you have close to you. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a coffee roaster. Doesn't matter if you're a fucking janitor. Get out there and network with your janitor friends, man. Hit up like Bob's Best Cleaning Supply. Be like, yo, dude, I loved your supplies this year. My shit got so squeaky clean. They'll appreciate it. You don't know what kind of doors just simple gratitude can open up. So there's my travel hack for you. Make your travel productive. Get out there and do it. Thank you for listening, folks. Quick rundown, by the way, of what you're going to be hearing on the podcast for the next little bit. I'll be traveling a lot. So I believe we will be recording an episode of Ask Bro Man tomorrow during the day on Twitch. And we might be publishing that Sunday instead of Monday, because Monday is Christmas. And I know you will all be with your families, etc. And my hope on Christmas is Monday Christmas. Did I get that right? I might not have. People are going to be so mad. No, Monday's Christmas. You know, I'm going to be trying to hang out with my family Christmas. My goal while I'm in town is I want to sit down and do an hour interview with my dad and talk to him. Hopefully get that up on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then we should be back to our normal Ask Broman schedule by the latest next Friday. Just so you know. But I'll still be doing the daily uploads. They might have questionable quality as I will be traveling. They might not sound this crispy, but I do have a couple of travel mics that I will be using, and they will be just great for travel. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope that this brief conversation about how to use your time better benefits you in the long term. That's all I want. I love you, and I thank you for listening. Share this with somebody who, you know, wastes fucking time while they're traveling. Don't let them waste time. And I'll catch you next time. Peace.